The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Right, dilemma time. Your emails are welcome on talk@beat102103.com. I have a question for you before I read the dilemma.
Ooh.
Is there anything you wouldn't buy your beloved for Christmas? They asked you. They said, will you go in and get that for me for Christmas? Is there anything you'd say, no, I'm not going to get that? Because that's what the theme of the dilemma is this morning.
Interesting.
It's from a girl. And she says, hi, Niall, Vinnie and Trish.
Hello.
I'm having a bit of a dilemma over my boyfriend's Christmas present and I'd like some advice. We've been seeing each other for about 6 months now. I asked him last week what he wanted me to get him for Christmas and he told me he wanted Lego. Now, I should point out he collects fancy Lego and he loves making it in the evening. He says it de-stresses him.
Okay.
So he told me a fancy one he wants. But I have a bit of an issue with it. I'd like to get him something a bit more adult. It's going to be mortifying if friends ask, what did you get each other for Christmas? And I tell him, I bought him Lego. I suppose I just have a bit of an issue with heading into Smith's toy store to buy a Christmas present for my 26-year-old boyfriend. It's a bit mortifying if I'm being honest. My question is this, should I just go buy him something that I think is more suitable, or should I give him what he wants and accept I'm going out with a man-child?
What are you on about?
That's very harsh for someone you're in love with and you're supposed to care about. That's what he likes. That's what he's into.
It's literally what he's asked for.
I don't know if...
Not good enough for
her. Something else.
She's worried about telling friends. What'd you get each other for Christmas?
Why would you be worried about telling friends that you got your boyfriend Lego?
I'm looking
if he
at
asks
you.
For Lego, that's what he wants.
Yeah.
I have no problem at all with that. There's way worse things that he could have asked you for, like a Man United shirt.
Oh, don't go there.
Oh, Bants. Look, there's nothing at all wrong here. Come on. What's your issue here?
I'm kind of looking at you as the strange one. And I know you emailed us, but I feel like you're a bit judgy here. Like,
yeah. It's all about what other people think is what strikes me from this dilemma. And most people won't care. They'll probably find it funny. It's more interesting than aftershave or a watch.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Literally. I mean, and I will be honest. Every grown man would like their Christmas present bought from a toy store, if they're being really honest.
Yeah.
I was looking last night at things I'd like to buy for myself from the toy store.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'd like a chemistry set.
Oh, radio control car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lego. You can find if you give any man a box of Lego for Christmas, he's going to be deadly buzz.
Yeah, there's nothing better than when your niece and nephew ask for help with something on Christmas Day and you just kind of shoulder them out of the way a little bit take over.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what to be getting you guys this Christmas, some toys.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with this. I think leave him off. And it's a great little hobby to have, isn't it?
There's nothing in the email to suggest what you would like to buy him. Like,
a jumper.
What kind of is your idea of an ideal
something
boyfriend?
More adult, she says.
Yeah, I don't know. Get him his passport then or something.
Pay his bills.
Adulting is boring. No. This is Christmas should be an escape maybe for us from the rest of the 11 months of the year. I've no problem with what your boyfriend is saying here.
Okay. Well, her question, should she go and get him what he wants or should she buy him something more suitable in her mind? Wow. And do you think she's more worried about her friends than she is about him?
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890-715-102 or text 085-1029-103.
All right, quick thoughts, welcome 085-1029-103. Your voice notes also welcome on WhatsApp. Maybe she needs to discover the Christmas spirit and what it's all about here.
Yeah.
B102-103, Daft Punk, Pharrell, Get Lucky. Here, I have to mention something to you, right? You know the way it's the end of the decade?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to count down the decade's best songs.
Ooh.
We're going to do it on New Year's Day on Beat, the top 102 of the decade.
That's tough.
I've started to compile the long list and we're going to ask people to vote over the next couple of weeks for the ultimate songs of the decade. I reckon that one's in the running.
Yeah, I could see why. Yeah,
it's just so huge. Oh. But look, we'll be asking for your thoughts over the next couple of weeks to find out the song of the decade.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Buy the boyfriend Lego for Christmas. This girl has been on to us and she would like to buy him something a little bit more adult because she thinks if people ask her, if her friends ask, what you get him for Christmas? I can't tell him I went to a toy store to buy my 26-year-old boyfriend toys for Christmas. Not a good reaction on the text line and on the messages coming in this morning. We should start maybe on the phones. Let's see who's on the line. Michelle, what do you make of this dilemma?
I just think she's being a little bit OTT about this. To be fair, it's hobby, it's what he does. So if any of his friends know him, they're going to know that that's his hobby and they're going to know that that's the best Christmas present he could get.
They won't find it weird at all, you know? Maybe it's her friends that she's a little bit concerned about.
Well, if she's worried about her friends in that way, are they really friends?
True.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a shame, really, you know, isn't it?
Too true.
It's very shallow. Very shallow, I have to say.
It's kind of a real sign that Christmas has gone a little bit too far in terms of impressing people and keeping up with people.
But it's not about impressing anybody else. It's about what he really wants for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if I asked for something particular for Christmas and I got something else, I'd be like, sure, what was the point in that?
True. Okay, well said, Michelle. Thanks for chatting to us. Have a good morning.
All right, guys. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Now, let's take a voice note now on this.
Here. Tell your one to get a grip. Lego. What's wrong with getting Lego? I'd love to sit down in the evening time and build Lego all day. Like, come on. He could be out drinking every night. And he's not. He's building Lego. I think that's pretty cool.
Okay, let's read out a few of the other comments coming in. Will she stop? My 27-year-old brother is getting his 23-year-old girlfriend a Stretch Armstrong, which she asked for this Christmas. Cop on, woman. Girl, come on, like, it's only Lego. My husband has asked for a guitar and he's never played one in his life, but it's what he wants.
You know where that's going to end up.
Give him what he wants, for God's sake, the poor fella. Get him something else on top of the Lego if that's how you feel, but you sound very boring. I'd rather my husband was asking for Lego than an expensive watch. Get a grip. Yeah, you've got some painful weeks ahead.
Hang on, I've got this.
We all know.
By now, you should have somehow. No, hang on, I'll get this.
She needs to get over herself. If it's what he wants, buy it for him. I'm 33 and I'm mad into Batman. So all of my friends and family buy me Batman crap for Christmas and birthdays.
Love it.
A message here, the Lego fans have been on. Lego's a serious business. They had like Lego Wars, a TV show this year with adults making Lego and stuff. It was
totally.
Like Bake Off.
Yeah.
From a massive Lego fan, my girlfriend, now wife, has got me a large Lego set for Christmas for years and I love it. Mm. Furthermore, it's widely accepted by our friends and work colleagues that I'm mad into the Lego and it's been a running joke for years. What set did you get this year, etc.? Most people think it's super cool and await updates and finished pictures of the sets.
Wow.
Lego's cool nowadays and it's seen as an item that's suited to all ages and genders. Mm. So the emailer here needs to be a little more open-minded and get whatever set he wants. Katie from Waterford was on. Why should she be worried about other people's opinions? She seems more bothered with what her friends will think than what her boyfriend wants.
Mm-hmm.
How would she feel if she got something she didn't want or ask for on Christmas from her partner? Personally, she needs to man up herself and get over it. If he wants Lego, get him Lego. I wouldn't mind a box set myself for Christmas.
On the what the friends think, really, if that's the theory, is it like I wonder, is it angling towards an Instagram post gift that wants?
Maybe.
Like, that she doesn't think Lego looks as good as a sentimental, romantic, serious gift.
Maybe.
Oh, it's only Lego. Looks impressive. I always think people who sit down and put that much time into build these intricate sculptures, it's amazing.
It says a lot about someone.
Yeah.
Let's take another voice note. Ross has been on.
Hi, lads, here. This girl seriously needs to lighten up and stop worrying about what other people think. Lego, I tell you, she should be thankful he's not into Hot Wheels. Because I have about 4,000 Hot Wheels at home and I have model lorries that if I sold them all, I could probably afford a mortgage.
Mm.
I said she should be thankful he's into his Lego and he makes his Lego and it de-stresses him because there's a lot worse and more expensive hobbies out there he could have.
It's true, although the Lego is quite expensive, to be fair. Right, couple more quick comments coming in. I love it, lads. My husband loves anything Star Wars or childlike film figures. Mm. I love searching online for quirky ones for him. I think Lego's great. I'd be proud to tell friends. It's a hell of a lot more exciting than aftershave or boxers, yawn. And a talking point. Give the child what he wants. And one more here. She should embrace himself for who he is and be glad she has someone to buy something for. I'm single 5 years and I can't even get a text back. Do you want some Lego? Dear. We'll all chip in. Do you want some Lego for Christmas?
The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.